Tyler, I want you to tee this up. After all, you presented this to the world today.
Okay, so yes. So there was a picture that went around of someone folding a drumstick and a piece of bread. And then people were like, oh, y'all eat fucking drumsticks and bread? What the hell is this? And I was like, bro, y'all motherfuckers never had a fucking drumstick wrapped in some bread. Y'all never had a nigga taco before? And I was just so taken aback. I was aghast at eating. Because I didn't know that the nigga taco... I didn't know that the nigga taco was in a universal experience. I didn't know.
The Free Nationals.
Look, Pyrex has got the cocaine resi in it. See the rappers in the trash, we was heavy whipping. Used to bag it up in Vanessa kitchen. Fifth close, crossed the mob, let the Desi lift him. Told him no trapping around here, but he ain't never listen. Had my youngest kick his door, now it's Fetty missing. They found his body, but his head is missing. Spent his bread with my jeweler, he made the Bezzy glisten. Blood bottles got the pony head.
What's up, fellas? Yeah.
What's up, bro? What are you fucking eating? Some pale chips? You healthy mother?
John's having a Monday night over there, bro.
Trip out.
John was traveling. He got home. He just took a shower at 10 o'clock at night. Now oh, yeah. He's snacking and podcasting, bro.
Oh, trip off this, bro. So I had me a nice little workout at the gym. I ain't been in the gym since Thursday. You feel me? Came home, took a hot ass shower till I damn near passed out. That's my favorite thing to do. You know what I mean? In the dark. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Now I'm eating me a little you had it right halfway. A stir fry with kale. What we got in here? We got some sweet potato. We have some what's the tofu? We got some what else we got in here? Cauliflower. You know what I mean? It's a nice California stir fry. You know what I mean?
Bro, I feel like. Sweet potatoes are corrupted by the health community and not cooked the same way that I know that sweet potatoes are cooked. Like, you know, if I mean some fucking sweet potatoes,
these aren't yams.
Bro,
these aren't yams.
Yeah. Exactly. If I know I'm eating some sweet potatoes with my family, bro, I know it's some brown sugar in that bitch, some vanilla extract in that hoe. Like, that healthy shit, bro, they just mash that bitch up and, like, boil it.
You're this not eating good. Healthy sweet potatoes.
Yeah. No, but this shit is good, bro. I think it's a nice, hearty, you know, type of, it's like a heated salad for the most part. You know, I like it. I'm a big fan. It's all organic too, you know. The place is called Organico. Very LA right now, bro.
Yeah. You're eating like a very expensive giraffe right now.
A bougie ass giraffe.
You're eating like an endangered species fucking dinner right now, bro.
Yeah, he said your last meal, for dinner, bro.
I'll take it, man. A bougie giraffe sounds like it fucking eats really good. You know what I mean? I'm enjoying it thoroughly, man. Did y'all watch some USC fights this weekend?
I caught the highlights, of course, of fucking Usman fucking putting the beast into Kobe. Everyone saw that shit. That was beautiful. God bless America.
Right.
But that's about all I saw, though.
I couldn't take him beating Usman. I mean, a straight up Nigerian immigrant. Oh my God. You know, they would have had a fucking field day with that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
but you know, UFC is funny because I feel like the good guys win a lot in UFC. Like, the assholes don't have long runs at the top in MMA for whatever reason.
Have you heard of Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
But McGregor
I like McGregor too.
Was more beloved than an asshole.
Right, and then my dog, what's his name, man, who fucking gave him the beats last fight? You know what I'm saying?
Khabib.
Because he was
Khabib.
Talking shit on being racist and Khabib. Shit, right? Like, bro, I feel like no asshole goes to the UFC without paying their repentance for being an asshole, bro.
I mean, a lot of people liked Conor McGregor, like Mike said. But he was an asshole, dude. He was an asshole. There's no
but
way
around
it. I feel
like once
it.
He transitioned into being an asshole, he got his ass whooped. I mean, he was like a leprechaun. He was like a happy leprechaun, I feel like.
He was always an antagonizing, weirdo-ass motherfucker. Like, he was, you know,
saying some wild ass shit to Diaz when he fought Diaz both times. Like, no, he was always on some asshole shit. I think after fights,
he was an asshole, but you wouldn't say he was a villain though, would you? Until he got his ass beat.
I don't know. I think I liked him. I think he was kind of a. I mean, the way he paraded around in the. I think he was low key a villain, bro. I think he was like what people think of Bron. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean, like, you know, like that. I mean, he's good as hell, and they're just mad at it. And also, he was kind of an asshole. Bron's not an asshole in that same way. Like he, right. No, he said some wild shit, bro. Like he was saying some wild shit. I just, you know. It wasn't wild enough for me not to like him. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still interested in seeing him fight next year. He's gonna fight Cowboy Cerrone, Colorado's own Cowboy Cerrone, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So that'll be a dog fight. Cowboy's he's a dog for sure. But anyway, yeah. But like that Usman fucking. I was watching that shit. My lady was in the fucking room with me. And I just started yelling. Like, she was like, what is this? She's going to be like, why? She's like, what is this? Why the yelling? I mean, dude, like, I mean, it's a Trumper getting fucking set the fuck down with a straight punch in the fucking fifth round. And the motherfucking judges had fucked the card up too. So he needed that shit to fucking win him. It might have been a draw, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he hadn't have set his ass down, which it wasn't that. You know what I mean? He broke his fucking jaw in, like, the third round. Fuck out of here, you know? Anyway, but yeah, like, it was just beautiful. I mean, just beat his ass, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's just delicious. Delicious. Chef's kiss to go around to everybody. You know what I mean? It was beautiful. Anyway,
broke his jaw, bro.
Yeah. Did you see the punch?
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh! Yeah. All homie ain't have his shit clinched. That's where he fucked up at.
He had that mouth gaping open. You feel me?
Yeah. I don't know how motherfuckers get their jaw broke and go back out and fight for two more rounds, bro. If you break my jaw, I'm shutting shit down for like at least 3 or 4 months, dog. Like, I'm not doing shit, man.
I think
these motherfuckers go out there and get punched more in their broken jaw.
The dude's tough as a motherfucker, man. I can't take it from that. Fuck ass, bitch ass motherfucker, but he ain't no bitch. You
know what I mean? He's a bitch ass motherfucker, but he ain't a bitch.
That, you know, bitch ass motherfucker ain't no bitch, man. He said it like after the third round. I think he broke my jaw, and then came out there in the fourth round and might have run it, throwing some blows like on some survival shit. And it looked for a second like I was thinking like, is he gonna quit? Like, I think, are they gonna call it? I was looking at his eyes trying to see like what the fuck. Old boy came out there, bang, 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 dropping heavy shit. I'm like, damn, I think he even kind of set. He didn't sit him down, but he kind of stunned my man a couple times. I was like, Usman, yeah, this for the world. Like you said, man, we need this W. They can't have no more of them motherfuckers. They can't have no more wins, dog. Fucking Brexit just, you know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here, man. I can't have it. We don't need to see no more of that. We'll take this little small W. But, Yeah, man. Y'all fuck with boxing, do y'all?
Not too tough, man.
All right, man. Damn, man.
I know you're a fucking aficionado.
Bro. I'm not an aficionado. I just really enjoy it, man.
You're a fucking burnt sugar out this motherfucker.
There was a Teofimo Lopez. He fucking knocked somebody out. It was pretty good. Anyway, fuck it. No way. Y'all fuck with Lomachenko? Tank? Any of them motherfuckers?
Yeah, I fuck with Lomachenko. Like, that's one of the boxers I'm very familiar with.
Lomachenko might be fighting Tank next year. That'll be fun. Javante?
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Javante a wild nigga, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he is a Baltimore nigga to the core. That's why I fuck with him. Like, Baltimore is a very special city that I fuck with, and he is, like, the epitome of that shit.
I was just looking at at some sparring, like, stories, shit, with, like, Javante and Devin Haney. Devin Haney's supposed to be, like, the coldest up and coming, like better than Shakur Stevenson as far as like a prospect. Like Devin Haney's that motherfucking nigga. You know what I mean?
What's going on with Shakur, bro? Like I haven't heard shit about him since the Olympics.
No, he's solid, bro. He just had he just whooped the brakes off somebody for I think he got a belt out of it. But he's good. He's just he's not exciting. He's just a he's yeah. Technically beautiful. I love watching him. It's like watching Mayweather without the hate. It's not fun. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, that's exactly why he lost, like, his Olympic fucking berth, because it feels like he fights someone on the cards not to get a knockout, really.
Yeah. I think he can sit people down. He just ain't got that power. But he doesn't have power to like that. Like, he's not like Javante. He's not like this dude Teofimo.
Yeah, Javante will knock your ass out.
This dude Teofimo, you got to watch him. Bruh. Second round, hit a motherfucker with a step back, bink, cross. The motherfucker body just exploded. All of a sudden, he fucking dancing around the fucking, you know, the fucking ring about to fall out. I was like, damn. I mean, it was just beautiful. That's beautiful, man. But anyway, if you want exciting boxing, check that motherfucker out. And he might fight. I think they're talking about him fighting Lomachenko next year too. So Lomo got I love Lomo. Great hands, great footwork. You know what I mean? Like the motherfucker. I'm talking about the nigga. He fight like he got a basketball in his hands. Like he finna cross your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like he be shaking niggas out with like you know feints and shit. But he gonna be fighting some dogs next year for sure. Devin Haney wants some of them too. Anyway, but yeah, I was watching some shit where Devin Haney was talking about how he beat Javante's ass. And I think even Floyd Mayweather Sr. said Devin Haney got the best of Javante too in sparring as well. But anyway, fuck all that shit. Let's talk about the real shit, man. Nobody care about that shit. We need you to introduce him. We need you to introduce him, Mike.
This is a SoundCloud podcast?
Yeah, this is the free boy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
This is a freebie, Jenkins and Jones.
There we go.
All the brokies.
But you can sign up for our Patreon and you can get, I think we're up to 17 episodes on the Patreon, which means if you're not subscribing yet, you could throw $5 in there and it would get you through 2 full work days.
I forgot to tell you, I'm out here drinking amino acids too. Like this shit, fucking delicious.
Drinking
bro.
Amino acids.
Oh yeah,
John. I'm trying to tell people to give us the Patreon money, bro.
I'm sorry, Branch Chain. Get yourself. Go ahead.
And this rich motherfucker talking about drinking the essence of humans, and we out here like, please give us $5.
We need your $5 so John can keep being a giraffe.
Nigga, amino acids. This shit is like, bro. Like this is like, this is a supplement, dog. It's like
there are amino acids is it something that stimulates your amino acids? Because I don't think you can just straight up drink amino acids, bro.
I don't know what
he's being marketed to right now. That's what's happening. He's being marketed to.
No, I've been drinking amino acids for hellas. Like I was doing 2 days, like probably 2017 or whatever, and my body was just tired. Whatever. It was just when I moved to Atlanta and I had a whole bunch of time on my hands before school started. And my body was tired, so the dude I fucked with was a trainer. He was like, try amino acids. It helps your body to recover faster, so you can like, you know, I can work out and my body's not, I'm not as beat up and tired. It helps your body recover faster. That's all it does.
But what do you mean you're drinking amino acids, bro?
It's branched chain amino acids, bro. They help to repair the. Okay, when you work out, this is what happens. When you work out, your body like the muscle fibers are torn, and as they and when the fibers are as they're replaced, the muscles become bigger. You know what I mean? It's almost like thinking like even like scar tissue or some shit.
No. I know what amino acids. I'm just saying you're not drinking hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon. You're drinking like a powder.
Yes.
Stimulate your amino acids.
Yes. I mean, no.
If you're drinking straight amino acids, you got some black market shit going on.
I'm
drinking like kidney extract if you're drinking straight amino acids.
Nigga, listen. It's amino acid powder, bro. I'm not like. Drinking fucking, yeah. I'm not.
Blended up stem cells.
I didn't buy this shit from a hospital, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, essential amino acid fuels muscle, supports recovery, replenishes electrolytes. Come on, guys. You think I'm fucking? This motherfucker Tyler thought I was like, I had a baby that I was like fucking.
He popped a straw.
Threw that motherfucking baby in the blender and goddamn drank that motherfucker.
You told me you were drinking amino acids. Bro.
That's what you said.
That's exactly what you said. It's the powder, the powder form of amino acids, man.
It's like, a powder that will stimulate amino acids. It can't be a powder form of amino acids, bro.
Nigga, that's what it says. Branch chain amino acids, bro.
Look on the fine print on Oh, man. Because I promise you, you are drinking a fucking human rights violation if you're drinking straight amino acids. I promise you, man.
We're going to read this. Okay, fine print, nigga. Products bearing this. Okay, what's it? As a dietary supplement, one scoop. Oh, shit, nigga. Essential amino acids, including branched chain amino acids, cannot be made by the body and therefore must be obtained through diet, your diet. These amino acids are crucial to lean muscle maintenance and for helping to reduce muscle protein breakdown. Essential Amino Complete contains 5 grams of branched chain amino acids. I'm drinking them. I'm drinking amino acids.
Okay, but you're drinking shit. You're drinking the amino acids that aren't produced by the body.
Right, you're drinking like the bullshit amino acids.
Yeah, you're drinking the shit that
I didn't say I was drinking a human. I said I was drinking branched chain of, what, I don't even know the fucking name no more. BCAAs, that's what I'm drinking. I don't know where they came from. That's what I'm drinking, though. Shit! I know what they do. That's what I know. Yeah, shit, motherfucker. God damn, nigga. We had a science lesson going on.
John's drinking a fetus smoothie over here.
This motherfucker Tyler was like, bro. Explain yourself, John.
I'm gonna say, nigga, this is some goddamn Montgomery Burns shit you got going on over here.
Trying to stay young in this motherfucker, nigga. Some Rockefeller shit right here, nigga. Goddamn. Anyway, what the hell were we planning on talking about?
This sign up on the Patreon for $5 to get 17 more episodes of this shit.
This motherfucking podcast is a mess. We all over the place. So are we going to jump into Deion Waiters? Oh, calling out sick ass. This nigga, man, it's come on, bro. Calls out sick and then they catch him on a boat. What happened? Was he on, was it IG? What was this shit? Do y'all know him?
Post a picture on fucking Instagram?
Come on, man. This is amateur hour, bro. That's Bush League.
Yeah. Like you see, I would go to bat for a player in any other situation because I feel like there's a different level of being healthy enough to play an NBA game and healthy enough to chill on the boat, right?
Yeah.
But
for
dude,
sure.
You live in Miami. Why are you trying to fuck this up, bro? You're a millionaire in Miami and you're trying to get these motherfuckers to ship you out. What the fuck is on your mind right now, dude?
Deion Waiters has an extra fuck this shit up gene, bro. I think he's one of those guys where he's just really good at ruining shit. You know what I mean? It just seems like it, man. He's trying really hard, and they seem to be
he's trying so hard.
I mean, damn. You know, you already had the weed shit, bro. Play it cool, man. Show up to work. You're lucky you got a gig.
Yeah, and like I said,
you ain't good enough to be doing all this shit. You know, go ahead.
Right. I'm saying if he was pulling this shit with the fucking Pacers or some shit, I would completely get it. But you're in Miami, dude. What are you doing?
Get the fuck out of Indiana. But shit. Yeah. You got to, come on, bro. What is it, 75 there? Right, you know, in the winter? Niggas put a windbreaker on in Miami and they're fucking complaining, nigga. Sound like me. In fucking Cali right now. But no, man, it actually gets cold out here for real. Like, it's like, I think it's like 40 something right now.
I was outside playing basketball in sweatpants and a hoodie on Sunday, bro. It was 66 degrees.
I mean, but like right now, it's legit cold, bro. I'm not, no bullshit. Like, it's like, it might be like 50 degrees out here, bro.
It is right now in Long Beach, California, 55 degrees.
Yeah, man.
A 55 degree low at fucking 12 o'clock at night is not.
No, my friend. Bad. It's only 10 o'clock here. The low tonight is 42 degrees.
The low is 42, nigga. That's 10 degrees from snow. Come on now. 10 degrees from snow? 10 degrees.
Those 10 degrees are huge, though, when it comes to cold shit, though. Like,
the high was 69. The high was 69 today. It was lovely.
Y'all are at 70 degrees today. Y'all are at 70 degrees today complaining about how cold it is in Cali.
I'm going to tell you, though, bro. You got to bring your ass out here in the winter, dog. I want you to. I want you because everybody said the same shit. I had a homegirl that lived in D.C. She moved her ass out here. She always clowned the fuck at me. Moved her ass out here. She said, it's cold. I said, nigga, didn't I tell you? It feel different. That 42, it ain't me just being spoiled because I went to fucking St. Louis and was out there and it was 35 degrees and I'm out there motherfucking in a hoodie shooting basketball outside in the motherfucking rain, nigga. It was drizzling. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I was fine. For whatever
reason.
Because
your body thaws out, bro, so you feel the cold. You know what I mean? Your body thaws out, so when it gets down to 42 degrees, you actually feel it. You're not just numb for 4 months like you are on the East Coast.
When I went to St. Louis, it hit me at first, and then I was like, all right, I was Gucci for the next 3 days. But like every day, it goes up to 70 and drop. I'm like, damn, nigga, you know, that's a 30, That's a 30 degree difference. You know what I'm saying? Your body is, it's shocking.
Feel it's sorry shocking. For us, Tyler.
Yeah, I'm going to cry my eyes out when it's 70 degree highs in late December, people. You know? Like, I don't want to hear none of this shit y'all talking about right now.
Like, what's it looking like over there?
It's like 24 degrees right about now, bro.
So you
like,
said my phone says you had a high today of 45 degrees.
Yeah. And Richmond doesn't get too bad. Richmond, it's wild because D.C. is only like fucking 100 miles from us, and they get winter. We like we're
because they're more. It's because they get the more Atlantic winds, or what?
Yeah, I don't really even know what it is, though, man. But it's like Richmond is in like a really good spot, which is kind of why the whole fucking country was founded here, because it's a great spot to grow tobacco and molasses and shit. You know what I mean? So, but
Jesus yeah, fucking Christ, can't believe that ever existed.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, the middle Central Virginia is in a really good pocket. Fucking. You know, fucking climate-wise, bro. And our winters don't ever really... We get harsh winters, like, once every 10, 15 years, man.
I remember you...
Right now, by my standards.
I remember Tyler told me some wild shit. Wasn't it you that would keep beers cold in the snow outside your window?
Yeah, whenever we had a snow day, we would just throw the motherfuckers out. like whenever we knew
you was fucking country coming, ass savage yeah, nigga.
Whenever we knew we had like some snow shit coming, like the homies would come over, you know, we goddamn we'd post up, we knew it was gonna be like a 2-3 day shit. We'd goddamn throw the beers out the motherfucking window, just keep them bitches in the snow and just get drunk and talk shit.
Oh man, that's a country man's paradise though. That's low key.
I feel like I
far.
Posted a pic of that shit on Twitter way back to
when hey, let me
that shit out there. I might have to go ahead and dig in the archives, see if I can find that shit.
Was it Twit Pit?
It was probably on like Twit Pit.
Yeah, so
some 2010 shit.
Yeah,
just quote tweeted a twitpick.com pic of Tyler's because I just put the hashtag tweet of the decade on his list of why he's voting for Obama.
Oh.
From 2012. Hey, that honestly might be that.
I'm about to dig in my fucking Twitpick account because I have no idea how to access it. Except through that link that you
it's a link, bro. I had to click it. It's like it's on there like you linked to like the New York Times or something. It's like a full boxy ass link.
Was that the first time you went viral?
I feel like it was. Yeah.
You might have invented virality. I never saw anything like that in my life, bro. At least Twitter virality.
Like, yeah, and I went viral with like 10,000 retweets.
You got right now on that, you have 2,100 retweets, but that was October 2012. In 2012 retweets, that's like 200,000 retweets.
Oh, no doubt.
Nobody got fucking 2,000 retweets.
Fucking Snoop reposted that shit, bro.
That's so fucking big to me back then.
I remember like, dude, Snoop knows you're alive.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. You know, Snoop knows
Is that when Obama followed you, bro?
I don't even remember when Obama followed me. It might have been, though. I feel like Obama had to see that list because he was everywhere back then, bro.
Are you ever going to tell your mom, bro?
From everything I've read about his campaign, bro, there's a 100% chance that dude saw that tweet.
Yeah.
100%.
He was one of the first, you know, presidents who fucking wanted to tap into social media and shit. So I'm sure he saw that shit.
He just also thinks – he just also has, like, a sense of humor, and his staff are, like, just people who are on Twitter. You know what I mean? Anyway, let me tell you the thing about Southern California weather that is the best thing I don't think I've ever heard anyone talk about, which is, you know what the Santa Ana winds are, Tyler?
Never heard of them. I know Santa Ana. Never heard of the Santa Ana.
If you hear about like wildfires or like really strong winds in Southern California, it's usually the Santa Ana winds. So when it's during the summer in like Long Beach, we get a nice cool breeze. So it'll be 80 degrees, but you have a nice cool breeze like basically all day long. So the breeze is cool. Right now in December, we're having Santa Ana winds, which means – so it was like low 60s. It was kind of chilly out. But the breeze – the Santa Ana winds are warm. So when it's hot, the breeze is cool. And when it's cold out, the breeze is warm.
I never heard of that.
And that's all because like Pacific currents are fucking ridiculous, right? Like yes. it's a runoff from that, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought Pacific currents were always cold, though.
The Santa Ana winds, I think, come, like, inland, but it's, like, pulled because of the pressure in the Pacific or something. I'm, like, 5% interested in meteorology, bro. You know what I mean?
That's kind of interesting.
If I ran into someone at a party to break that down for me, I would be like, I would like corner them and talk to them for the whole night. But I never quite Google it myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I remember like a fucking earth science teacher I had back in high school pointed out to us that, you know, Pacific translates to peaceful, but it's like the most fucking turbulent ocean of all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, but I thought it was actually peaceful because we don't have like the Pacific, you don't have like hurricanes and shit, right? Mm-mm. Like, at least not on this side of Pacific. Yeah. I don't know what's going on over in Asia.
No, we do. I mean, that's like Asia. It's just because the currents flow west. So like Japan and Southeast Asia, they get the craziest.
Yeah, they do.
They blow away from us because Southern California is like where God started making the planet. You know what I mean? And it just sort of like spread it out from there.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Yep. But what you were saying was interesting about a meteorologist at a party. I would definitely talk to a meteorologist at a party. You know what I mean? Like, any type of science shit, if we're at a party, fuck all the fun shit. This is where I want to be. If you're talking science shit, like, Bill Nye at a party would be a fucking blast, bro. I would actually be interested in the conversation.
I would be like taking people's cups away from them and pouring their liquor out so I could give him cups to use as a prop to like explain things.
Yes. 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 And that's like, that's how I know I'm seriously old too, because that was never a thought that I had until this moment where like running into a scientist at a party would be kind of goals. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine running into like a Char's best friend is a neuroscientist. Can you imagine running into a neuroscientist at a party? You just be like, I literally don't want to talk to anyone else. Just tell me about the human brain.
I'm salivating right now, bro. Like, seriously, my mouth is wet, wetter than it should be.
You know those amino acids. You're hungry for some brains right now, bro.
You want some infant brains, bro.
Those sound delicious too. Man. They sound delicious as well.
Cranium, special slicker than me. Like you don't know me, babe. Only real girls can really understand what me I say. Alright. Me a fuck a girl and she a tell her friend them they need to plan up and catch me. Three-way phone call, girl, I try make like say them one time me. In a conversation, but ain't no conversating with me, but nobody. Take your cocky young one, you can keep calm. Watch girl, I blow past them. Chew me fucker in the hotel. Me tell it all down, tell true all well. Find out me, I fuck the friend, and the other friend. That's why they might try plan up for try style, man. Smarter than who, you must see my diamond. Oh yeah.
I gave her that D, I got that girl sprung. She told her friends about me, now they want some. I fuck about a boo, still got my shades on. Oh yeah. Switch the position, now tell me what you want. Yeah.
Chew me fucker in the hotel. Me tell it all down, tell true all swell. Find out me, I fuck the friend, and the other friend. That's why they might try plan up for try style, man. Smarter than who, you must see my diamond.
Nah, baby. I wanna see you nude and make you lay down.
And I broke, me nah look. And she shook because she a wonder how me so slick. Some motherfucking slick. And if you feel like you want fuck star, boy, I want share that dick. Easy yourself, ya babe. Tell her say you can't fool me, come me tell her from morning true.
I wanna see you in the sunshine, yeah. One time, yeah. She says, Eddie, can my friend come, huh? Tryna have a threesome, huh? You ain't afraid to express your sexuality. I'm tryna make your fantasy a reality. We got the beach front at the Four Seasons. New Chanel, we just ran it up and need
you. Chew me fucker in the hotel. Me tell it all down, tell you all swell.
find out me, I fuck the friend, friend, the friend, friend, and the other friend, friend. That's why they might try plan up for try style, man. Smarter than who you must see, my yeah, man. Who you?
Kind of jumped on the soapbox a little bit about load management. He was talking about how, you know, this might be the last time some kids get to see him play. You know, he wants to enjoy every minute. Why would he not play if he's healthy? He doesn't understand it. How do y'all feel about that? I low-key, I'm like, you know, that's great and all, but fuck that. You're 17. We want you to be good when it matters. How do y'all actually feel about that?
I personally feel that he's lying. Because, I mean, because I feel like if he needs to get well rested for the playoffs, or if he doesn't want to risk his health for the playoffs, he's going to sit his ass down, as he should, as he absolutely fucking should. Because I was looking at some fucking tickets, like when the season schedule dropped, you know what I'm saying? I looked at the fucking, you know, tickets for the Wiz to see when the Lakers were coming to town. And they were coming to town like late March, like fucking March 28th or some shit. And I was like, I'm not fucking with that, bro. I probably won't even be playing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then he said this shit again, and it made me rethink it for a bit. Like, hey, you know, hey. But I'm still not going to fucking buy into that shit, because the way that this fucking 24-3 team is fucking on pace for, Bron probably won't be playing like the last – he'll probably be getting like fucking 15 minutes the last, you know, 2 weeks of the season or so. So I'm not even going to fucking waste my time and my money with that shit, so – I think that, bro, like, I understand you not want to let kids down, man, but if you
let
got,
the
like,
kids a, down, nigga, we need a chip. Right. Fuck these kids, nigga.
An 11-year-old does not appreciate what you're doing in year 17, bro. Think about us fucking us old motherfuckers who've been here since 2003.
Fucking arguing online.
Yeah, we gotta fucking own these motherfuckers online, dude. Fuck these kids, man.
Right. I mean, they don't understand this struggle. You feel me?
Hey, I'm of two minds. Number one, I agree with you that he's lying. Like LeBron looking down his nose at people load managing is, like, kind of hilarious to me. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't – I mean, the guy is always, like – I'm not saying he takes a lot of nights off or whatever. I think someone –
cruise control.
Yeah, someone figured out on average he misses, I think it was like 8 games a season. So over 17 years, I mean, come on. Like, he's about to become number 3 all-time in minutes played or something, right? So no one's accusing him of, like, letting the kids down or whatever. But I do feel like, I mean, Bron is always going to make sure he's taking care of his body and everything. So, but I will say, it is giving me a little bit of a dilemma, Tyler, like, from what you were talking about. I really want to take, like, Vincent, this is the year my son at 6 became really like a basketball fan, bro. Like, every time we play basketball, he has us pick like a player and a team when we're playing one-on-one or whatever. And he always picks Bron and the Lakers. You know what I mean? Like, he asked Santa to bring him a LeBron jersey. And he's at the age now where I'm like, damn, I could shell out for these tickets, because number one, he'd actually remember it. Mm-hmm. And then number two, like, is it going to be a next year? Is it going to be a two? You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to wait too long at this point in his career. But it does, like, damn, I'm like, am I going to drop $300 for the two of us to go see a game and just, like, cross my fingers that it's that he's playing? You know what I mean? Or I'm out $300 to watch fucking KCP chuck threes? Like,
yeah, fuck that.
So it's tough, man. It's a real dilemma. But at the same time, I'm like, I mean, how stupid would I be if this kid really grows up as, like, a Lakers fan, as the young guy who appreciates LeBron among his friends or whatever.
And I never
took him to see him when he's playing 40 games, a 15, 20-minute drive from my house, bro.
I think the thing is, man, like, LeBron, it's asinine for me not to go to games. You know what I mean? Like, we have to take full advantage of this, bro. Like, when is the next time we're going to see another LeBron? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think our kids will have one, you know, but, you know, I don't, it's going to be a minute. You know what I mean? Like, Giannis isn't that guy.
Yeah. Giannis can't be that guy. That Jay is working this season, man.
But even if he's as good a player as LeBron, he's not the person that he is. You know what I mean? Like Bron is a person that, I mean, and nothing against Giannis, bro, but, like, Bron is, like, the American sports story to me.
I mean, he's the most popular athlete in America.
I think it's Bron and Tom Brady for like the most popular athlete.
I mean, but this is the thing though. Football doesn't translate globally as much as basketball does. You know what I'm saying? So like,
not at all. Bron is our best export, no question.
Yeah.
In America, it's Bron and Brady.
Yes, yeah. So I mean, if we're looking at it globally, the planet, Bron's the fucking dude. Maybe one of the most well-known people on the planet, outside of maybe a football player. Like football, like not American football, like
soccer player.
Soccer player. Yeah, there we go. I was trying to say football instead of football. Like that made a difference. Anyway, I think you got to take full advantage of it. And you said like Giannis is a guy, but he's not. Does Giannis like he could be the GOAT? I don't think so. Not me personally. I just don't see that out of Giannis. I'm not even like Giannis doesn't scare me at all. Like, not yet.
Not scare you, or do the Bucks not scare you? Because there's a difference there.
I don't think Giannis doesn't scare me, bro.
If Giannis was on the Clippers, I would be sweating bullets every fucking night.
I mean, of course he's on the fucking Clippers because that team is, you know, like. Like, bro, like, I mean, Bron on the Clippers, anybody on that team is fucking loaded, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you going to replace if it was him and PG or, like, him and Kawhi? Of course. If it's Bron and Kawhi, I mean, that makes sense. But him as a player, seeing, like, what he's done as a whole, like, day in, day out, it's kind of to me, it's a hard thing. Like, Harden averages 39 fucking points a game, okay? It's special. We know it. It doesn't feel special. Giannis, I see it. I see special. It doesn't feel as special as when I first saw LeBron. It just doesn't. Maybe I'm old. That's fine too. But I don't feel this. That doesn't feel like we could potentially be watching the GOAT.
And you know, I think the thing about Giannis is
Or even top Bron, 10. Not yet. Yeah, I don't even feel that.
Bron felt like the ushering in of a new era. Like, he came up on board in the ISO ball hog era, in the T-Mac era, the Kobe era, the AI era, you know what I mean? And here's this team-first guy who's committed to both ends, playing defense, sharing the ball. Bron felt like a shift change. And Giannis kind of feels like a culmination of the evolution that we've seen, the fucking big guy, the positionless league, the big guy who can handle, the big guy who can shoot, who can finish at the cup. So yeah. Giannis feels more like what we saw coming, while Bron was something that we never really imagined coming at that time. You know what I mean? So there's a difference there.
Maybe that's it. Maybe there's a little lead up for Giannis. There was no lead up for Bron. Bron came out of fucking nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. I don't know, but. I just Giannis to me is in must watch television. Not yet. Like, I'll catch Giannis games and be happy I did. I'm not leaving home early. Like, I mean, maybe this is a time period too, but I remember like the gym was empty during Bron's high school games. Basketball courts, nobody was playing. It emptied. And the people that were there, like, if I was at the gym, we'd go upstairs to where the fucking game was playing, to where there's a TV, and watch the game upstairs in the gym. Like, this isn't when he was in high school.
Someone just wrote about this, that it was 2001 when Poly football played De La Salle for the first national championship. That was the first nationally televised high school football game. And the next year, Bron played in the first nationally televised regular season high school basketball game. And someone was writing about that. Like, that year was when kind of like the whole modern sports world started in a lot of ways. Because he literally was the person who started that for basketball. Like, all this shit his son has now, you know, we were just talking about Mikey Williams is like, gets seen coast to coast as a ninth grader in San Diego for dropping 77. Like, Bron was where that all started, bro. I mean, and like, Kobe was a celebrity in high school because he was dating celebrities.
Yeah, we knew about
watching
him.
Lower Marion games.
Yeah, I never seen Kobe play. I just knew he took Brandy to prom. and then didn't call her back after that.
Yeah, I've seen like one Kobe high school play was when he did that dunk on the fast break and then like flex step in. That's the only Kobe high school play I've ever
highlight,
seen.
Highlight.
Yeah, it's a
you
highlight.
Know what I'm saying?
But that's the thing, like Bron's emergence emerged. You can't be, you couldn't, it was extremely difficult to be a preps, you know, fucking someone who followed preps hoops, preps football without the internet. And right, Bron came along right at the time where the internet started gaining some steam. And if you were a sports fan, you could go on the internet and Google shit and find shit. You know what I mean? So that's where the shit kind of coincided with Bron, where it might not feel like it's the same because we can see Giannis highlights. You know what I'm saying? We can see highlights of any player we want any night. With Bron, you know what I'm saying? We had to fucking do the work. We had to fucking hope for televised games and shit. And that's never going to happen with any other player again. Like, I mean, I'm sure there's fucking 50 clips of fucking Bronny highlights on YouTube right now.
I imagine Snow Magazine.
Bro, you're underselling that. So there's 50 clips. Like, there's 50 like camera people at each game, bro.
Yeah.
Bronny, it's crazy. Like, Bronny has what how many followers does Bronny have on Instagram, bro?
I don't know, but he has like what? 30 like Slam Magazine like highlight tapes. You know what I'm saying?
Bronny
like
Bronny is 4 months into his freshman year of high school, he has 3.9 million followers on Instagram, bro.
That's wild.
I mean, that's what happens when you're LeBron James Jr.
No, but you know what? But you could say that, but LaMelo Ball has 5.1 million followers, bro. I mean, like the whole culture has changed around youth hoops. You know what I mean? Like
Julian Newman has like 600,000, and that motherfucker, will he even play college basketball? Have y'all heard of Julian Newman?
Yeah, I mean, none of these dudes should play, bro. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
My 15-year-old godson will break down high school players with you all fucking day. But if I ask him to tell me the starting lineup of the Memphis Grizzlies, he'll just give you Ja. That's it. You know what I mean?
Straight up, bro.
I mean, that makes sense, though, too. Like,
yeah.
Bro, let me put it like this. Like, Melo has more followers than Zion, bro. You know what I mean? Like, these kids just get famous on a different level. I have people hit me up, like, from where you are living, Tyler, about Peyton Watson, the kid at Poly. He's not even on that level, bro. But once a kid gets on Slam or Ball Is Life, then like you said, like, that's how everyone follows it now. It's crazy. Like, and that's part of why I don't really buy all this rating shit with the NBA, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I just feel like we consume basketball in a different way. Everyone's talking about the ratings being down, but
we have no
way. I don't feel I'm in a bit of a bubble because obviously, like, I watch and follow the NBA, but I just feel like we just consume the game in a different way than sitting down, popping on a Nielsen box, and like watching basketball for 2 hours.
Who has Nielsen boxes, though? Like, for real. Like, what's the demographic for a fucking Nielsen box? I never noticed a single nigga with a motherfucking Nielsen box. And I don't mean niggas. I mean, like, human when I say nigga. I never seen a fucking Nielsen box.
I can tell you this shit since I didn't fucking make the cut, but I did get the Nielsen survey like about 3-4 years ago, and I did all that shit, but I didn't make the final cut.
Aw.
Because you weren't old and white enough, probably.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, like Mike was saying, like, you know, the way that basketball is consumed is extremely different from the way any other sport is consumed.
We don't even know how to rate things, though. Like, we have a ratings issue. Like, how do we actually rate if something's good or not? Being that the Nielsen system is obviously not going to. It's not effective.
But at the same time, the NBA doesn't give a fuck about these 19-year-old broke ass kids in college watching shit on YouTube. They want the 60-year-old white guys
with the money,
right? Well, that's what they
because
want.
Because the TNT contract is worth $1 billion. You know what I mean? They don't make shit off YouTube.
Exactly. They want the 55-year-old white dudes who are watching shit in their living rooms because those motherfuckers got money and they'll spend money. That's what they want.
See, but that's why I think if they were smart, if the three of us are running the NBA right now, this is the pitch that I would make for our communications department. I would say let's get very aggressive on acquiring like Overtime Sports or Ball Is Life or something, and let's create not an NBA, but a basketball package. You give me $10 a month, you get videos of the best high school, college, and pro stuff, plus NBA ticket, you know, whatever else. But like, we're going to go out and buy and be the people who are pushing basketball content, not just the NBA. Because you can't tell me that the profile of the game is in trouble when there's a dozen high school kids with 5 million fucking followers. You know what I mean? Like, that tells me that more people are interested in the game than ever have been before. It's just like you said, if you're talking to your godson or whoever, No one wants to sit and watch these shitty ass NBA teams that are just trying to get a good draft pick, bro.
My brother watches every Lakers game.
Yeah.
And he watches it on Reddit. Like Reddit streams. And those fucking streams are going crazy. Like motherfuckers talking shit. It's popping. So like that doesn't count on ratings though. Like doesn't count on ratings. Like watch, you know, like sometimes I watch it on Reddit streams because I don't have it on my fucking, like I have like, you know, DirecTV. You know what I'm saying? I can't get access to certain games. So I jump on Reddit. Sometimes Reddit shows games that aren't even available on fucking the NBA League package. Reddit will have that fucking game. So, like, yep. And those games aren't, that's not part of the ratings. But, I mean, everybody's on that shit, talking shit, watching the game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
But that's part of it. Like, if they're smart, like I said, if we're running this shit, if you subscribe to the ticket, which number one, we would price super low to try and get a shitload of people on it. You would get an app that was actually easy to use on your phone. You would be able to create your own highlight. If you saw something that was cool, there would be an option like clip this out, create a 10-second video for Twitter with our logo on it or whatever, right? Like they're just making it – they're driving people to Reddit and they don't make any money there. It's like stupid. But it's the same thing the music industry did. Like you have to recognize you can't change how people consume your shit. You know what I mean? You just have to go to where they are and try and find a way to make money off of it.
Exactly.
I just this Twitter thing where it said Scottie Pippen said I'd average 40 if I played for today's Houston Rockets, and somebody just posted Scottie Pippen's played 1,384 games and scored 45 times. I wish these old motherfuckers would shut the entire fuck up. Fuck that shit and your nose, nigga. That's some bullshit. Damn, these niggas be lying. Anyway, man, let's talk about this motherfucking nigga taco.
Oh, nah, 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 nah. Oh, nah, 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 nah. Oh, nah, 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 nah. Good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes and we creating, yeah. The sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, yeah. Boy, forever shining this light, hey. Thank the Lord, my cup is full and running over. All who never like we are gonna love we know. Baby girl just text me, say she coming over. And when she reach, you want me fit, turn off the phone. Turn the lights down low, turn up the stereo, yeah. Alton Ellis, Gregory Isaac, Dennis Brown. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes we keep creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with melodies that touch your soul, no. They're acting like the people don't need it no more. Still when she hear that good music, she hold me closer. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She moved to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly she tell me if it turn up the sound. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Yeah, 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 that's the positive vibes and we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining this light, oh yeah.
Bro, this has been the best conversation throughout the basketball season, oddly enough, is about Tyler. I want you to tee this up. After all, you presented this to the world today.
Okay, so yes. So there was a picture that went around of someone folding a drumstick and a piece of bread, and then people were like, oh, y'all eat fucking drumsticks and bread? What the hell is this? And I was like, bro, y'all motherfuckers never had a fucking drumstick wrapped in some bread. Y'all never had a nigga taco before? And I was just so, I was so taken aback. I was aghast at eating. Because I didn't know that the nigga taco, I didn't know that the nigga taco wasn't a universal experience. And I didn't know that people turned their nose up at just putting fucking bread around a piece of chicken. Like, bro, what the fuck? And motherfuckers was like, man, how to eat it? Dog, you know how you eat a drumstick, right? It just got a piece of bread on it now, dog. Eat it the same motherfucking way. That's it. And I was just so taken aback, as I mentioned, that motherfuckers were just so anti-eating delicious, greasy chicken flavored bread with their chicken, bro. And I just couldn't believe that shit. And I just was not gonna stand for that, not on my watch. And I was going to address that on the public forum that was twitter.com. Let it be known that I am all for the nigga taco. I grew up with that shit. It was a tradition in the household that I came up with. And I was not gonna stand by while people turned their nose up at the nigga taco.
Oh god, I love nigga taco, bro. This is the best. Bro, can we cut this out and put this on fucking on the internet? Just this part. That was beautiful, dog. And I mean, I've never had a nigga taco. You know what I'm saying?
I'm shocked, dog. You from STL and Alabama. You never just took a fucking piece of bread and picked up a fucking drumstick with that motherfucker.
I would ball up bread and dance and eat a balled up piece of bread. That's how country I am, nigga.
Yeah, you know a bread ass nigga. That's
I'm a bread ass nigga, bro. You know what I'm saying? I've had sugar water, all of this shit, nigga. I would pour some sugar in a gallon of water and run my ass to the fucking court and hoop for the next 5 hours so we couldn't even see till like mosquitoes were flying in our eyes and shit. You know what I mean? Drinking my motherfucking sugar water and shit. I ain't never had no motherfucking nigga taco though, bro. And I mean, and bro, I mean, when I saw the image, that's what changed it for me. When I
see how beautiful that motherfucker
is. I mean, but you know what hit though? You know what really hit me? The hot sauce. The hot sauce dab. Just a little drizzle. You know what I mean? Nice little drizzle on that motherfucker. And I was thinking, you know what you do? I was looking like, I thought you actually folded it and ate like a taco. You gotta squoze the bread onto the meat. You know what I mean?
Right. To where it sticks. You want that motherfucker to get greasy and delicious, bro.
It sticks. You don't squeeze it. You squoze the bread onto the meat till it sticks. And you eat it like it's a corn dog. And now I get it. And I'm all the way signed up. I told you, I was like, bread is too important for me not to figure this out. I need to figure this out because bread on a drumstick, it's going to hit. And also, I did have pork chop sandwiches. And I never
and
had
you ate around the bowl
and
with
I
that
never,
motherfucker too,
I'm going to tell you something. I can't even remember having an issue with the bone. Never. I remember eating pork chop sandwiches. I never having an issue. But I thought it may be like this. Like, this is why I said, maybe you just put it on the bread because I'm thinking of like rib sandwiches. Because a rib sandwich ain't no motherfucking sandwich. It's a bed of bread. You throw them soggy ass ribs on that motherfucker and you just sop. You eat the bread like a soup afterwards. It just sops up the, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's a rib sandwich. You feel me? You're a rib tip sandwich. You know what I mean? But yeah, like, yeah, but the nigga taco is that might be my cheat meal this Friday. I'm gonna get me some fried chicken and squoze some bread on that motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Do it. I really feel like the best nigga taco though is when you get it when your mama cooking that bitch and you get that shit fresh out the grease.
Oh,
and then you pick it up with the motherfucking bread. Like
because it's kind of hot still. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. The bread serves as like a fucking edible oven mitt at that moment. Where it's some shit that keep your fingers from burning off and you just eating that motherfucker like, ah, gah, 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 gah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can't even bite down on that motherfucker.
Right, right.
You don't want to burn the top of your mouth.
You blowing the meat while the meat in your mouth.
Right, you blow that shit out. You see Steve coming out your mouth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, we some hungry niggas. We don't even wait for the shit to cool down, bro. We got that shit down to a science. Cooling down meat while already in your mouth, nigga.
Bro. But a little dab of hot sauce is necessary in that motherfucker. And that shit is just, it's, like I said, it's some shit that just, that was a staple at when I was a little hungry ass fucking, you know, teenager who needed to eat every motherfucking thing that I saw. And I couldn't wait for that shit to get cold. So I just dove in that bitch with a motherfucking piece of bread and ate that motherfucker. That was a staple, bro.
Hey, talk about how the bone operates as a conductor, causing the meat to be more tender.
This is the most intelligent thing I ever read on Twitter, bro.
Bro, like y'all know I'm a motherfucking grilling ass motherfucker.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Bones. I'm finna get a grill off the strip of you. I still need to get that shit. Go ahead, though. Bro,
yeah, we gonna circle back to that, though. Okay. But yeah, bones are so fucking important. When you're cooking shit, especially if you're grilling or smoking or frying some shit, you want bone in your shit, man. Because bone is a heat conductor, right? Bone cooks your shit from the inside out. That's why fried drumsticks are like the best fucking piece of the chicken as far as, you know, the fucking ease that it comes off the bone and how delicious and tender it is. That's why fucking ribs are the best shit you can throw on a grill. Bones are heat conductors and they cook that shit from the inside out. Like I cook Boston butts.
Explain a little bit of that. Boston butts?
Boston butts, yes. It's a cut of pork. It's
how you spell that? I know the like Boston puss.
Yeah, just like ass. Boston butts.
Oh, B-U-T-T-S?
Boston butts. B-U-T-T-S. Okay. It is a it's a cut of pork that comes like a pork shoulder comes from the lower part of the shoulder where there's no bone.
Yeah.
The Boston butt comes from the part where the shoulder and the fucking, you know, spine and all that shit connected, right?
Yeah.
So when you want when you're looking at a piece of Boston butt, you want a good bit, a good size, big ass bone in that motherfucker, right? Right? Because
a piece of Boston butt.
Yeah. And me personally, as a motherfucker cooks pork shoulders and Boston butts, I prefer Boston butts more because, like I said, bone and shit, it makes your shit way more tender. But Boston butts are more expensive and the cut is smaller, so sometimes I just go with the big ass pork shoulder, right? But when you're looking at a Boston butt, you want a big ass fucking bone, because you know that the bigger the bones are shaped, and you know, like I said, it's the fucking shoulder part where the bone is, so it's shaping like a T shit, you know what I'm saying? So you want a big ass T-bone in your Boston butt because it's gonna make the meat so much more tender. Bones are so fucking important if you want tender shit, bro. But yeah, that's my whole fucking spiel on pork and bones. I feel like I'm always preaching about the fucking, I'm being a pork evangelicist all the fucking time on this, and I can do that shit every fucking week because pork is that fucking important and bones are that fucking important too.
Yeah, you always talking about some motherfucking pork. I ain't never, ever since, I think you popularized bacon. I think bacon was always popping. But I think, you know, that the T-shirts and shit,
Tyler's
all of a sudden.
Tyler's why it comes in chocolate bars now.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it got kind of extra. I think Tyler was the catalyst behind that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're professing your love for pork and particularly bacon on the internet.
The American pork board has propped his whole shit up, bro.
Right. The foundation of the 160K followers you have is pork.
Pork is the best. Pork does whatever the fuck you wanted to do with no pushback. That's why it's the best fucking meat out there, though. It's whatever you want to do. You want to be savory. With no pushback, bro.
You need to be a salesman, bro. A pork salesman. Yeah. They need you on their marketing team. Better than the other white meat. You know what I mean?
We made a joke about how Tyler is being paid by the pork industry, and his response was to literally begin another commercial for pork.
I can absolutely be bought for some pork, though. Absolutely. You drop some fucking Boston butts and pork shoulders off of my crib, you will have my endorsements, dog.
So, first of all, you kept saying Boston butt. And I just could not stop laughing, you know, like with the a huge Boston butt, like
a Boston ass,
right? I just made me feel like a child. I couldn't anyway. So tell me about you said you want to circle back. What are some things you have for me for barbecuing? Because I think this weekend is the weekend to do it. It's getting kind of chilly. I want to get out there and throw a hoodie on and some socks and some flops, you know, and fight through the 65 degree weather to fucking
65 degrees
to barbecue. But Friday is supposed to be a high of 71, a low of 48. So okay. Friday into Saturday, that's your grilling.
Okay. Window so right long there. Sleeve t-shirt.
Because it's supposed to rain on Sunday.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah, yeah, okay, okay, cool. So what were you trying to tell me? You said you want to circle back to this.
What are you? Have you decided? Do you want to go cold or do you want to go gas?
Man? Oh, I'm going cold, man. I'm going cold.
Okay, cool.
I'm
about to say, if you're going gas, we ain't got shit to talk about.
Yeah, gas kind of gas kind of scare me though.
Disowned me in the group chat, bro.
But I understand you're a busy ass fucking news reporting family man, so I get you don't have time for that charcoal shit.
Yeah, but the disappointment was radiating from my fucking phone screen.
I was, but I understand my vision isn't for everybody, and that's something I have to come to terms with. But yeah, bro, get you a motherfucking Coke of motherfucking dog. You can just get you a fucking Coke grill for like fucking $40.
I'm going to Lowe's right down the street, bro. Snatching one off the fucking front of the fucking store, bro. It's nothing. Yeah, the regular.
Yeah, that's all you need, bro. Just a regular mother. So you gonna be grilling for like you and your lady and your brother most of the time, or?
My lady don't eat meat. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. She eats. Actually, no, she eats. She's a pescatarian. So I could grill some salmon. Grill salmon fire,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, dog. Get a motherfucking cedar wood plank.
Okay, hold up. Let me write this down. Cedar wood.
Yeah, write this motherfucking down. A cedar wood plank, okay. that you just put like a fucking slab of salmon or some shit on, and mm-hmm. it will get the fucking, you know, the smoky flavor of the coals and of the fucking, you know, wood plank it's on. So yeah, you can definitely grill fish if you could just get a wood plank. Absolutely.
I know, like when I would grill, like my buddy had a gas joint. When I would grill, it'd be like 4 minutes on each side, I'm out that motherfucker. That's the same with the coals.
Well, with the coals, it's a different experience every fire you make.
Okay, yeah. Do you have a gauge for the temperature that you use? Or is it on? Okay, go ahead.
You know when your coals look right when it's ashy and there's a fucking orange glow underneath. That's when
okay. So they're gray, and they got the okay. So we don't want the actual when it's actual fire.
Oh no,
we don't want that shit. That'll burn the fuck out your shit.
Yeah, okay, cool. Because you don't want to if you got a coal grill, you don't want to cook shit with fire. You want to cook shit with smoke and heat. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So yeah, so you don't want to have fire cooking your shit, smoking heat.
All right, man. Well, we gonna try it. I think I want to do some. Can you grill turkey legs?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Do you wrap them in tinfoil or do you just throw them shit straight to the motherfucking?
I told y'all in the group chat about how I do, you know, the indirect heat with the smoking shit.
Yeah.
Where you put, you know, one half charcoal and shit. Then you put like another half, you put a fucking, you know, a pan of like water or beer or cider vinegar or whatever the mm-hmm. fuck, you know, some shit that you want your shit to, you know, be because that shit will like evaporate and make the smoke, you know, the steam will combine with the smoke, make the smoke that much thicker to give your meat that much thicker of a smoke flavor. So, mm-hmm. so definitely do like turkey legs on indirect heat where you just put coal on one side, then put the, you know, the turkey legs on the other side under your pan of water, beer, cedar vinegar, whatever the fuck.
Okay. So in the bottom of the grill, I put coal on one side and a pan of water or beer. It's not, okay. It's not on it's under it. So the turkey legs will be over the pan.
Exactly.
Okay.
They're
cool,
not
cool.
gonna be over the coals. Exactly.
Okay. Cool. And you have the circle shit, or you have like a rectangular ass grill.
I got the square shit.
Okay. You okay.
I got the square shit. But okay. I'm only really grilling for like me and my wife for the most part. But you know, there's plenty of times where I'm grilling shit like, you know, during the holidays, you know, and I'm making my runs and dropping shit off for my families and my homies and shit. But my shit's big enough, you know, when I'm cooking for everybody. But for the most part, I'm just usually just grilling for me and my wife.
Okay, how often do you grill?
Shit, I'm about to throw some shit on the grill, you know, for our motherfucking Christmas dinner, bro. I'm about to do some ribs for Christmas dinner. During the summer, shit, every week, just about. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Nigga, fire that motherfucker up. Pink!
Right. During the winter, it's on.
Like that motherfucker like a joint, nigga. God damn. Go ahead, though.
Yeah. During the summers, damn near every weekend. During the fucking, you know, the winter and shit. I mean, it's lonely for like special occasions, like family dinners, or when I'm drunk and shit. And just want to do some shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. A few times in winter and a lot in the fucking summer.
All right, man. I'm going to try it this weekend, man. We on that shit.
You know I'm a fucking text message call away, bro. I'll walk you through this shit, man. All
right,
you a St. Louis, Alabama ass nigga. It's in your blood, dog.
It's a damn. My dad, the nigga that when he grilled, he called, he'd have to call everybody, because if he grilled and didn't let them know, they gonna be mad. So he gotta, the neighbors, the family come and bring meat. He gotta make his runs like you. He gotta make his runs to his mom, to my grandmother, give her the shit. You know, the neighbors got, you know, my uncles and cousins, they bring shit. Because when he grilled, I'm supposed to be a grilling ass nigga, bro. I know I am. You know
what
I'm saying?
It's your destiny, bro.
It is. I'm tripping. You know what I mean? I already didn't take up the family business of drug dealing. I can't skip out on the grilling. You feel me?
He's got to cook something.
Right. If I ain't over the stove, I got to be over the grill. You know what
your mom's got one of them big ass tubular black shits that look like a fucking 1925 locomotive and shit.
He had one of them. Yeah, the thing about St. Louis, motherfuckers make them shits and sell them motherfuckers.
Yeah. Where motherfuckers just like gut out oil barrels.
Damn right. You know what I'm saying? And he throw a bunch of meat on that. He just circle the meat over and over, and it's just the smoke just, man, that shit be so motherfucking fire. Ribs, motherfucking turkey legs, Polish. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all eat Polish. We be fucking with them Polish sausages and shit. We be fucking them shits up, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Ribs, all that shit. Beef ribs, pork ribs, all that shit. So yeah, man, I know it's in me. I just gotta get it right. You feel me? So we gonna try this. We can meet my little brother. I'm gonna make some shit for my little brother. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
You all right, man.
I'm believing you, dog.
I appreciate it. I'm gonna holler at y'all boys. Y'all be cool. You feel me?
It feels, man.
All right, man. Bro. Love y'all. All right, bye.
You guys, bye.
I'm so loyal while you make me wait. So close, the moments can't be that far. Feel myself when I'm alone, thinking about to turn it on.
You never have done it before.
I don't really want to talk about that.
Okay, well, can we talk a little bit more about the album?
Right to the bridge, here we go.
What about her?
We go live in 5, 4,
all right,
3,
hey,
2.
I'm so loyal while you make me wait. So close, the moments can't be that far. Feel myself when I'm alone, thinking about to turn it on.
You never have done it before.
Cause
I don't really want to talk about that.
Okay, well, can we talk a little bit more about the album?
Right to the bridge, here we
what
go.
What about her?
I've been working on it. I've been working on it all night. Working on it. I've been working on it. I've been working on it all night. Working on it.
Just know.
BBWB, it's your boy Chip Man.